Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up? You already know what time it is. It's your boy Sterls for Intentional Grounding right here on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. Although this is in podcast form, and this is hitting your ears on a Friday morning. And we are excited because you know what that means? The Buffalo Bills play football on Sunday night. On this show, I give you my three thoughts leading up to the game. So thought number one, here we go. It's a big game. Although from a record standpoint, for the Giants, it really doesn't look like it. But for the Bills, I think they got something to prove here. Brian Daboll comes back to Buffalo. We'll see what happens. We'll see what kind of approach Sean McDermott brings to the table this week. I think this will be a game where, even though the Giants don't have much on offense, again, they're going to be without a lot of key guys, it appears. As of right now, there are six guys that are listed as questionable or doubtful. Darren Waller being one of them. I don't expect to see Saquon Barkley. And we don't expect to see Daniel Jones. Andrew Thomas is probably going to be out as well. So how can the Bills kind of get right in this game? You have some key injuries that took place to Daquan Jones, to Matt Milano. Who steps up? I expect Dorian Williams to come in and play well. I think he may or may not split time with number 25 Tyrell Dotson, but I would like to see Dorian Williams, them give him the opportunity to take this role, for him to settle in. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be messy at times, just like last week where he was kind of all over the place. But I think he can get the job done. No need to fret, Bill fans. We're going to be all right. Defensive tackle, Puna Ford. What can he bring to the table? We know I don't think he's the player that Daquan Jones was or is, but I think he's an adequate starter. I think he can come in and maybe generate some chemistry with Ed Oliver. I think that'll be great. On the offense side of the ball, the New York Giants have five touchdowns from their offense this season. The Buffalo Bills have more than that in one game against the Miami Dolphins. So we know that this offense is not very good. They don't have many weapons. I mean, the only speed threat they have is Jalen Hyatt. And it'd be nice to see Isaiah Hodgins, what he looks like in the New York Giants uniform. So I expect the Bills to really sink in. I expect a blowout here. You know, if you're a betting man, it's a 14-point spread. If I were you, I'd take the Bills. But how can the Bills respond from a loss last week remains to be seen. We know Sean McDermott has a pretty good track record after a loss, so I expect that to be the same this week. And that is it for the three-minute drill. Make sure that you are locked and loaded to Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed, and you can find my show after the game on Sunday night. You guys have a great weekend, and I'm out of here. Peace.